this on?
If anyone takes out Drew McIntyre before WrestleMania, you will be rewarded a title match at WrestleMania.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with Eric Slamilton Hamilton. It's the podcast after Mania show.
It is.
Wow. Something like that. I don't know. The season premiere of What's Wrong With Wrestling?
Yeah.
Or is that in September?
That's a good question.
Yeah, I think they do that in September.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was... Yeah, it was just the Raw after Mania.
Raw after Mania. Usually and, it has a great tradition of being full of surprises and big returns or debuts.
Right.
And none of that.
There was like one return.
One return.
And
mediocre,
you know,
at best.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't even miss them.
Not really. No, because of how silly they've been booked. But
right, yeah.
Yeah, this certainly didn't feel like a Raw after Mania.
No.
And it feels very weird to go from, you know, 25,000 live fans to back in the Thunderdome.
Right.
It's like, oh, yeah. Back in the Thunderdome.
Yeah, I know. Like, I really miss seeing fans in the crowd.
Yeah.
And it was fun to, like, have that crowd interaction.
Yeah.
WrestleMania return, the best one. Green shirt guy.
Green shirt guy.
Man, it's been a year.
We missed him.
Right up front.
Missed him
both
so much.
Nights. What the fuck? That piece of shit.
Piece of shit because you want to be up front?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What does he
do? You know,
do?
It almost felt like we were watching an old WrestleMania just because there was a live crowd there.
Right, yeah.
It's like, exactly. What is, you know, we're watching some old pay-per-view or something.
Yeah. It's funny because, like, they haven't announced, like, when they're going back on tour, what next pay-per-view is going to be in front of a crowd.
Uh-uh.
You know? I mean, I've really got fingers crossed for SummerSlam.
I think by SummerSlam.
I know
in an interview, someone in WWE said, yeah, I think we'll have crowds again by summer.
Right, right.
Or after summer.
Yeah.
So, right on time for SummerSlam, hopefully. But still a few months away.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Raw after Mania, it wasn't a bad show. It certainly wasn't a good show. It was just kind of there.
Yeah, it was a show.
We got some sort of explanation from Alexa Bliss that we'll talk about. And
did we, though?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Kind of. But, yeah, we're going to get into everything that happened on Raw. But first, we have to thank some of you because we have some new patrons.
Woohoo!
So, want a big shout out to Andres Lopez, Petru Sandovici, Veni Vidi Vucci.
Yes.
As Scott Steiner would say.
Yeah.
Brian Levesque.
Yeah.
I guess that's
Hunter's cousin.
Hunter's cousin or brother or something.
Sure.
Lord Chichulhu.
Chithulhu?
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
Jason Voight.
Yeah. John Voight's son.
That's right. Artrez Kirby. And then Amy Mack, who signed up for a year.
Hey, that's awesome.
Year sub from Amy, so thank you very much.
Yeah.
So, big shout out to the seven of you. Go to patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. $5 gets you everything, including the WrestleMania recap, which is up there right now.
Yeah.
We got all the brackets. We did
NXT TakeOver recap.
NXT TakeOver recap.
Yeah.
Some big stuff happened on there. We'll talk about that later.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about that later. Yeah, all the brackets we've done. We just did, which one? Best
best guy never to win the big title.
That's right.
Big title.
Best WWE superstar to never win the big one.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun.
Right, it's great.
Patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. Give it a shot. You know, the network got cut in half, right? It's half off.
Yeah.
So just take that $5 you were paying for the network and then give it to us.
Yeah, exactly. Give $5 to the cock and $5 to us.
That's right. That's exactly how it works. Yeah.
Boom.
And then we also want to thank Allison Colon for... Alice, Jesus Christ. Allison Cologne.
Oh.
For buying...
Colon.
For buying... she bought a Bunny Boys t-shirt, so...
Sometimes he botches a layup, you know?
Yes. That's... Yes. So, thank you, Allison. Appreciate that a lot. ProWrestlingTees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling.
There are shirts with my face too, just saying.
There are, yes. Yeah. Yes, there are. $19.99 for a t-shirt.
Yeah. There's always a sale though.
Yes, there is. Yes. So anyways, Raw after Mania starts backstage. Earlier in the day, we see Bobby Lashley and MVP arrive to the Thunderdome. and Gran Metalik and Humberto Carrillo are waiting for them like fucking fans.
Right.
Like they're 10-year-old kids.
I thought they were there to take their luggage.
What the hell?
Honestly.
They might as well have.
Yeah.
So Lashley gives both of them fist bumps, and I'm already confused.
Right.
I don't understand.
Lashley is dressed like one of the guys from Dumb and Dumber in the orange tuxedo. Pretty sure that's what that was.
Why
he was cosplaying.
Are two baby faces congratulating the heel?
I mean, we haven't seen them in so long. We don't know what they are at this point. They right. could be. They could have turned heel.
Maybe
in their
they're.
Minds.
Oh, maybe they were mad at McIntyre because he stormed into the jobber locker room a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. He was like, oh, come on, you want to fight?
Right.
So, and I think he, like, beat up Carrillo, didn't he? So,
yeah,
maybe that's why they like Lashley.
Yeah.
But they look like fans. And then a fan walks up and asks Lashley for his autograph.
Right. Bottom right?
So they were fans.
Who are you?
Thunderdome fans now?
Yeah.
Or one just went rogue.
Yeah, maybe. It reminded me of when Lesnar showed up. That was after Mania, right? The SmackDown after Mania when all those fans were asking for his autograph and mm-hmm. one of them was CM Punk before he was...
CM Punk. Yeah.
It was like, oh, is this what they're doing here? Except they actually use wrestlers to pose as fans?
Right.
Like,
so,
what is happening?
So we just saw a future NXT champion.
Maybe.
It's great.
Yeah. So then Riddle shows up in his scooter and he challenges Lashley to a match. Lashley tells Riddle, you got whooped by Sheamus last night, and now you want to step to me? You must be out of your mind. So Riddle says, well, I did wear a tinfoil hat at school for a year because I thought aliens abducted me because I was getting messages, but then I found out that my braces were receiving radio transmissions. So
and
his,
then,
his braces were receiving radio transmissions.
Right. And then Lashley says some stuff and kind of does something we've all wanted to do.
Yeah, he tells Riddle, I went to war with Drew at WrestleMania, and I'll be damned if I'm going to compete with someone lesser. I came here to celebrate my victory and address the WWE Universe, and Riddle won't shut up, so Lashley knocks him down.
Not just knocks him down,
yeah.
He slams his face into the handlebars of his scooter.
Yes.
Brilliant.
Brilliant.
Beautiful.
Mwah. And then Lashley says, you're a loser. I'm a winner. Tonight I'm going to show you the difference.
Mm.
So that's how we open Raw after Mania.
Yes.
With Riddle being an idiot, recapping the movie Signs from like 2001 or something.
Yeah, thanks for that.
And then Lashley beating him up. And before we get to their match, we have a new Raw announce team. We still got Byron Saxton.
Top right?
Yeah. But Tom Phillips and Samoa Joe have been replaced by Corey Graves and Adnan Virk.
Who are you?
Yeah.
So I did some research.
Okay.
This guy was at ESPN for 9 years until he was fired following an investigation regarding leaks of ESPN information to the media.
Wow.
So great hire there, Vince.
So, I guess Uncle Dave Meltzer got a new backstage informant.
Seriously, how can you trust this guy?
The second this guy opened his stupid fucking mouth, all I could think of is when we make fun of, like, baseball.
Yes.
That's how he sound.
Right.
And Ortiz with the swing and a miss. Like.
Yeah, he's got a weasel of a voice.
Holy, it makes Raw unlistenable. Like, I turned down my volume and just did
captions. It's just WWE. Oh, we gotta get... He's a sports guy.
He's sports.
We'll get him and then
we're
it'll,
fucking
and then,
sports.
And then it'll
we're
sound like sports. Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Do you want it to be... Is it sports or is it not sports, Vince?
Because in a court of law, you're not sports.
Yeah.
But in your eyes, you are sports?
Right.
Right.
It's like Daniel Cormier has been saying for the last 2 years that he wants to join, like, the Raw or SmackDown announce team.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, he commentates on UFC... He was one of the best fighters in UFC history, and he actually is a good commentator. He's a good personality.
Right.
Why not just get him?
Yeah, he's a big name.
He's a big name.
Like, why do you get this guy no one's ever heard of?
Yeah. And again, like, he might be a fan of wrestling, but he doesn't know it well enough to know what moves they're doing.
No,
you know,
he doesn't.
It's just like, oh, look at that. Like, I'll say the one thing about Mauro Ranallo is he knew the moves.
Yeah.
You know, like, he might have said some really stupid shit.
Right.
But at least he could call the matches. He knew the moves.
He could.
Like, better than Michael Cole, because a lot of times Michael Cole doesn't know either.
Right.
And whatever, I don't know a lot of the moves either, but I'm not a fucking commentator.
Yeah.
I'm not a play-by-play guy.
Right.
So, yeah, it's another guy that just doesn't know what's going on.
He just sounds like shit. I mean, yeah. I hope this doesn't fucking last long. I mean,
yeah, I don't know.
I don't know how much longer I
can
take
see.
That guy.
We'll see how long until, you know, Corey Graves bullies him and then he'll quit.
Right. Get JBL on that table. He'll get him out quick.
That's the if it's not working out, Vince will be like, "Hey, JBL,
I need you to do something.
I need commentary. You for. I need you." But
and by commentary, just rip this guy a new asshole.
Yes. Now I don't know if this was the news that Joe read, because Joe is saying that Michael Cole's not going to be doing SmackDown anymore.
Right.
Hopefully that's still true, but we'll see if SmackDown's different on Friday.
They haven't made any announcement, because they kind of announced this.
Yeah.
And they haven't made any announcement about SmackDown, which makes me think they aren't... like, if they're going to change something, I think they may only change, like, Corey Graves. Unless they want him doing double duty.
He's done double duty before.
He has.
So, God. He did not look happy to be there.
No.
When they were like, Corey Graves, he was like, I'm doing two of these now.
What's up?
So...
Right. Daniel Bryan got his fucking head checked out. Why
can't I? I'm sure once they start touring again, he's not going to want to, you know, be doing two different shows.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
So we'll see. Hopefully Michael Cole's gone by the time SmackDown rolls around. I heard Tom Phillips is just going to be like a backstage... Or no, he's the voice of 205 Live.
Oh, boy.
So it's like he can't even get on NXT.
So he got a demotion.
Right.
Yeah, a big demotion.
Yeah, they keep doing this to him.
Yeah.
Poor guy. He keeps...
Well, fuck one face.
That's right. But hopefully this means Samoa Joe will wrestle again soon.
Yes.
Unless he's on SmackDown.
Apparently he was added back onto the talent roster. So
yeah,
We'll see.
Cross your fingers.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
All right, so we got Bobby Lashley versus Riddle.
Uh-huh.
Hey, yeah. Remember this feud from earlier in the year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, thank you.
For the United States Championship.
Mm-hmm.
Remember all that?
Yeah.
Fucking Elimination Chamber.
Sure.
So Riddle comes out last, but Lashley clotheslines him off his scooter. And Lashley dominates, you know, pretty much most of the match. And he eventually makes Riddle tap to the Hurt Lock.
Yeah. He actually kind of set it up in a cool way. Like Riddle went for the floating bro.
Yeah.
And like fucking whiffed it and missed.
Yeah.
And then Lashley like basically... put him in it on the ground and then brought him up.
Right.
So I thought that was decent. At least it was a nice finish.
Sure. But you know, we've seen this too many times.
Right,
like,
right.
Every single one of their matches ended with him getting the Hurt Lock.
Yeah.
There was one where like the ref didn't see Riddle tap and then he rolled him up, but every other time it was Hurt Lock tap, Hurt Lock tap, Hurt Lock tap.
Right.
And of course this is gonna be no different.
Right. It's heading toward most protected move.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, McIntyre couldn't get out of it.
Right.
Here's the other thing. And I was so upset that I didn't bring it up on the WrestleMania recap, because I remember thinking about it and I forgot to... This is why I type my shit, because like I'll forget if I don't type it. I was like, okay, I'm fine with Lashley retaining at Mania, but if that was going to be the case anyway, why didn't they just have Lashley win the WWE Championship at WrestleMania?
Right.
Instead of... winning it at the Thunderdome.
Yeah.
You know, like, it would have been much cooler if McIntyre was the champion going into WrestleMania.
Right.
Lashley became the number one contender again. We were all like, oh, we've already done this. You know, like, clearly Drew's going to retain. And then Lashley wins the WWE Championship in front of 25,000 fans.
Like, you didn't have fans for so long. Like, that's the kind of moment, like, we want to see.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't get to see that with either title.
No.
We didn't get to see a big title win. Yeah, you changed both the women titles' hands. Cool. Great. Awesome.
Right.
But to have both heel champs retain?
I don't know.
It's like, and they're so...
It's such a fuck you.
Right. And they're so big on, oh, gotta send the fans home happy.
Right.
No,
no,
what?
No. There's no...
You start them pissed off and you end them pissed off.
Yeah.
Like,
it's really
Jesus.
Strange.
Yeah.
Really strange. I don't get it. It's like the WrestleMania New Orleans when Lesnar just... Like, you know, obviously we didn't want Roman to win anyway. No one wanted to see Lesnar Reigns. That's why everyone was booing, and I think there were 10 beach balls during the match.
The best part was watching the WWE staff run after the beach balls.
There were more beach balls than F5s in that match, and there were a lot of F5s.
Yeah, yeah.
But
he's not lying.
But, like, yeah, like, even then, like, you know, Lesnar retains, and then, ha-ha, we got to... flip off the Roman Reigns fan that was behind us.
So good.
Which that was the best part of WrestleMania.
That came up in my memories the other day.
Yeah.
I know.
I want to like. I wish I had that guy's number or something. Just be like, hey man, remember this?
Yeah. We can spread.
We're like interview him on the show.
Yeah, we'll spread the photo around on Twitter. Like, we need to know who this guy is.
Find this man. Find this mark.
He probably doesn't watch wrestling anymore after that.
Well, yeah,
he had a Roman Reigns vest.
Right. Maybe he's just shirtless now, like Roman.
Right. Yeah.
With a lay.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Right.
So yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it's just strange, man.
Yeah.
So. Anyways, next up we have Cedric Alexander and Shelton Benjamin versus the Viking Raiders. That's the big return, I guess. I mean, you know, Ivar was gone for a while. Eric was in the Andre Battle Royal, but...
Right, he was.
Essentially doing nothing.
Sometimes you'd see him chase the 24/7 title, I think.
So they have a 5-minute match. Eric and Ivar hit the Viking Experience on Alexander for the win. You know, it was good to see them back together, but... Vince will probably just make them a joke again.
For real.
So I have no faith
there. Honestly, if you keep him like serious and make him just start destroying people,
yeah,
that would be a really good opponent for AJ and Omos.
Okay.
Like, because especially I kind of want to see them try to do the Viking Experience on him.
Yeah.
You know, right. I think it'd be cool.
Sure. I think that's got to be where it's headed because there's really not many tag teams...
No.
On Raw anyway.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, they AJ and Omos, who were not on the show, by the way.
No, they weren't.
I don't understand.
I don't get that
I don't
either.
Get that. I mean, they were there they were there the night before.
Yeah.
So, are they not there? Did AJ Styles go home? Like, what's going on? I don't...
Yeah.
But right. So they beat the New Day. There's Shelton and Cedric. There's the Viking Raiders. Who else is there? Elias and Jackson Riker, but they're bad guys.
T-Bar and Mace?
Question mark? Yeah, so there's really not many people for them to feud with.
No.
So yeah, I guess the Viking Raiders.
I mean, don't worry,
sense.
They can always throw together a tag team.
Yeah. The Viking Raiders make sense, but of course they'll lose. I mean,
I don't know
if you're going to take it off of AJ and Omos right away.
Right.
I wonder if that's leading to like AJ versus Omos at SummerSlam or something.
Top right.
But it's just like, where does Omos eventually go? Because, like, usually you have these big bodyguards like Kevin Nash who become great wrestlers, but you just don't, Omos doesn't look like he can work at all.
No. He's putting out great Kali energy.
Yeah, it's true. So right. I don't know how far you can go with this guy. He's not Braun Strowman. Like, you know, Braun Strowman could have a good match.
Right,
but like,
and he's slightly agile, you know?
Right? So. Yeah, it's true. Omos is just huge.
He doesn't seem agile at all.
No. Next up, we have our second return of the night, kind of. It's the return of Charlotte Flair. But yeah. She was there a month ago. So
right.
Is it really a return?
Not really.
I will say this. She looked different, more plastic-y than ever.
Right.
Like, this is just getting sad.
Like, someone's going to go up to her and be like, hey, we want you for an episode of Botched. And she's like, but I haven't messed up any of my matches.
I'm legit sad for her at this point.
Right.
It's like, you know, you were a beautiful woman.
Yeah.
Like when we first saw you.
Yeah.
Like,
just
you know,
so
you were
much work.
You were
done.
Pretty. And then like what it's either injections or it's probably, I don't know. It seems like it might just be injections.
Could be.
Because sometimes like we'll be like, oh, she looks okay this week.
Yeah.
But still it's just
then
like,
she comes back
don't
and
understand.
Like,
I've known like perfect tens that get shit done on their face.
Yeah.
And it's like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, it's just sad. It really is.
You're so beautiful.
So, Charlotte says, it's not my fault that I missed WrestleMania this year.
Okay.
Fucking Andrade had to, you know, go ahead and quit. No, but I guess it's because she had COVID or whatever. But
yeah.
She says, karma's a bitch and I'm that bitch.
So she's karma?
Maybe.
Like, former wrestler?
Oh, God. I was thinking of Jade Cargill, because Jade Cargill on AEW every week has been saying, I'm that bitch.
Oh, okay. So gimmick like, infringement. Gotcha.
Yes, exactly. Charlotte says, I don't steal opportunities. I am the opportunity. It was, you know, what?
I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't know. It wasn't a bad promo. It wasn't
right.
great, but, you know.
It's a little confusing.
She was also changing cameras every other word.
Yeah.
She was like, I am the best, and you want to... And it was just like, all right, pick a camera for a few words.
Well, I think they're like, hey, I know you haven't been on TV in a month. Just want to remind you, we cut cameras every two seconds. So make sure to just look everywhere.
She was doing it so much that like when she would look into this camera, they would cut. But by the time they cut to that camera, she's already back at this camera.
Right, yeah. Like,
they were like, camera two, camera two, camera one, camera two, camera... Oh, shit. All right, just fuck it. So, whatever. So, yeah, Charlotte's a full heel again. Last time we saw her, she was still a face, you know. Like,
questionable, yeah.
But she's full heel again, demanding respect from the fans, and she says, enjoy your title match that I should be in. And there you go. We go right to Asuka versus Rhea Ripley for the Raw Women's Championship.
Uh-huh.
Kevin Patrick interviewed Ripley backstage before the match, and Rhea was looking specifically at one place off camera, so it really seemed like she was reading cue cards or from a teleprompter or something. Like,
right.
I don't understand... That's another thing. We've talked about this so many times, but it's like, go back to the Attitude Era, Ruthless Aggression Era, mm-hmm. you know, the 80s. When they were cutting promos backstage, they were looking into the camera.
WrestleMania Saturday.
Yeah. they're looking into the camera.
Yeah.
It's more intense. When they do promos in the ring, they look into the camera.
Right. Like on SmackDown, Edge's promo. He sat in the middle of the ring.
Yeah.
No lights and just stared into the camera.
Yeah.
Like, and that's, it's intense. And that's how you get the fucking point across.
Rhea's not looking at us. She's not looking at Kevin Patrick, the interviewer.
Right.
She's just looking somewhere. Right.
Like, you don't see me doing the podcast like this.
No, it doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't.
I don't get it. It looks so bad. And it's like, come on, she's been in NXT. She's cut plenty of promos.
Right, yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe someone's directing her.
For sure.
Yeah.
I think they were making her read from some you know, like cue cards or something.
Probably.
I mean, we've seen it before. We've seen, like, you know, Ryback's eyes go back and forth and down and up. And, yeah, it's not good. As for the match, it wasn't as good as the WrestleMania match.
No.
They kind of botched a few things.
Mm-hmm.
Asuka hit Rhea with a drop kick off the top rope, but Ripley no-sold it. I don't think she knew the drop kick was coming. Like she drop kicked her, and Rhea was like, wait, what? Oh, okay, and then just beat her up. So it was like, all right, what happened there? But then Asuka gave Ripley a DDT on the apron. But then Charlotte shows up again and she attacks both women for a DQ finish.
Yep. WrestleMania backlash.
She gave Rhea a big boot and Adnan Virk goes, oh, with the kick. It's like, right. You don't even know.
Here's your new star announcer.
You don't even know what a big boot is.
Right.
I get it. She was not wearing shoes, but still. Anyways, next up we go. So I guess it'll be a triple threat. At
sure.
WrestleMania Backlash.
And it's called that.
Yeah. And does Charlotte just win it right back?
Sure, why not? Because fuck Rhea Ripley, fuck any other new talent.
And is Ripley is she going to still be a heel after this week, now that Charlotte's back? I don't know why they turned Ripley heel.
I don't know.
I don't get it. Like, she already did that.
Yeah.
You know, and then she turned face in NXT and...
Right.
She's like your next big women's star. I don't know. And if Charlotte's going to be there being a heel, why does she have to be the heel? I don't understand. Anyways, next up we go to Alexa's playground. She's still crazy. She's on her swing set. And she says, I bet you're probably wondering why I did what I did. Well, once upon a time, there was a little girl who was rescued by the darkness. And we're watching like a video package of everything that happens.
Right, yeah.
Like, we see her as the goddess, then we see Bray sticking his fingers in her mouth.
In her butt.
That pornographic moment.
Yeah.
She says, the darkness protected her and taught her everything it knew, but then the darkness went away. That's when the little girl realized that she never needed the darkness after all. Was the darkness helping her, or did she realize that the darkness was just standing in her way? So that's her explanation. So why for months were you saying the darkness is coming back and you're fucked, Randy?
Yeah.
Why was she calling for it to come back all these months?
Right, if it's in her way.
Yeah.
Like, this made no sense.
This was just another WrestleMania match where Vince was like, oh, everyone thinks the Fiend's going to win. We're just going to swerve him and have Randy Orton win.
Yeah.
But sir, that makes no sense. And we'll have Alexa turn on him. Sir, that makes no sense. I don't care. I don't care. Doesn't matter.
I don't watch the fucking show.
What do you mean it doesn't make sense? This whole storyline doesn't make sense. And they're like, fair enough. All right.
You're the boss.
So then, to make this even weirder and stupider and draw this shit out even more, Alexa introduces us to her new friend, Lily. Hold on.
Who are you?
Oh, yeah, who is she? Oh, she's just a creepy doll with a stupid face.
Yeah, that.
Oh, Alexa says our fun's just getting started, and then they show a close-up of the doll, and it chomps at the screen. It's like...
So it's gold dust.
It's gold dust. Oh, my God.
Jesus.
What are we doing? So she really is an eight-year-old girl?
I guess so.
Like, just end this. So it's good. Over.
Right.
What is Bray going to fight Alexa? Is Bray going to fight Lily the doll? What is happening? Where do we go from here?
Right. The Fiend and Huskus versus Alexa and Lily?
Good God, man. Yeah. Like, I'm just so done with this.
Right.
You like, Bray Wyatt, he fucking created one of the coolest characters ever.
Mm.
Potentially could have been.
Like, right.
Awesome,
right.
Scary. With the Firefly Funhouse, and then they just...
They fucked it.
They fucked it up so bad.
Like they always do.
You know?
Yeah.
If you were expecting a good match at WrestleMania, I don't know what to tell you.
Sorry to disappoint.
Every Fiend match sucks.
Yeah. There hasn't been a good one.
No. No. The best one was like Daniel Bryan and the Fiend at the Royal Rumble last year in a strap match, but I hate strap matches. But like, it was like actually... Like more of a regular match. It didn't have the red lights. There wasn't magic. I don't think there was magic.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's bad. I think that was just Daniel Bryan being like, all right, I'll fight the Fiend, but I'm not doing any of this bullshit.
Right. You know, like, there's no fucking magic in wrestling.
Right. I mean, I'll butt fuck Otis next year,
but
I'm not going to do this.
Yeah.
God. All right. Next up, we have Miz TV with their guest Maryse, because it's the season premiere of Miz and Mrs. That's what the season premiere was.
Oh,
the season premiere of Miz and Mrs.
It's a celebration.
Yeah. What season? I don't care. So Miz says he turned Bad Bunny into a WWE superstar at WrestleMania. And
didn't John Morrison do that?
Yeah. Yes. So then Miz, he throws two pictures of Bad Bunny kicking their asses at WrestleMania.
Right.
What? You're bragging about Bad Bunny beating the shit out of you?
Yeah. Not something to brag about, bro.
No.
Oh, that's a tag team.
Yeah.
Miz and Morrison.
Yeah.
Yeah, they could win the titles.
Yeah. So Damian Priest comes out and says Bad Bunny shocked the world because he put in the work. He trained day and night to live his dream in a WWE ring. Did you see the headline? Bad Bunny beats The Miz. And Miz is like, oh, where's your name in the headline, Priest? So Miz challenges Priest to a match, but then Morrison challenges Priest to a match, and they start arguing over who gets to fight Priest. And then Maryse is like, hey, idiots, you can both fight him.
Word for word.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
And Priest accepts. And this feud now is based on a celebrity who left.
Yes.
A celebrity who's not there anymore.
Yes.
Like, how sad... Did it look seeing Damian Priest come out by himself now?
Right.
He's like, well, my best friend left, so I guess it's just me. I'll fight both of you. Fuck. Oh,
I'm the lone archer again.
Yeah. I couldn't even get the pin at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we got Miz and Morrison versus Damian Priest. Priest hit Morrison with Hit the Lights, and then he tried to do it to the Miz, but Maryse grabbed her husband's leg, and apparently Maryse is stronger than Priest.
Crazy.
Because he couldn't pull the Miz away.
No.
Unbelievable.
I mean, she works out.
Yeah, she must be hitting the gym hard, man.
Yeah, for real. Got two kids.
So
curling them.
Yeah. Miz was also wrestling in a suit, and at the end of the match, all of his clothes came off except for his underwear. And then Maryse gets on the apron. Priest politely asks her to leave. And then Miz rolls him up, puts his feet on the top rope, and Maryse pulls Miz's leg to help him get the win. The ref is right there and doesn't see any of it.
No.
So, there you go.
Tunnel vision.
Miz gets a win on Priest. After the match, Miz and Maryse slip on his pants and fall on the ramp. And, like, it was on purpose, too.
Yes.
So, I just want to bring that up, because next, we have more people falling down on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have Mandy Rose and Dana Brooke versus Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler. Earlier in the show, Nia Jax and Shayna were laughing as they watched the replay of Mandy Rose slipping on the ramp at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Mandy walks up, and Nia tells Shayna, go ahead, I got this. And Shayna walks away. And then Manny tells Nia, you know, it was funny, right? It was funny. I could laugh at myself. But, you know, it's really funny when something like that happens that you just don't see coming. And Manny slaps Nia, and then her and Dana knock her down and walk away. And Nia's pissed. So then we have this tag match. And Nia Jax and Shayna get in the ring, and Nia slips as she's getting into the ring for a stupid gag. And then later, during the match, Nia slips again as she tries to step on the apron. So this is what they did with Titus when he had the slip at the Greatest Royal Rumble. And then for the next couple weeks, he's fake falling.
Right. This is also my hole all over again.
Yes, exactly.
Like, this company has a proud tradition of beating the shit out of dead horses.
Right.
I mean, my God.
And it's like, you know, a real false funny.
Right.
A fake one, but that's like, not well done isn't.
A wrestler had to walk down a wet ramp and she slips. And okay, she falls a little bit. Yeah. That doesn't make it a fucking storyline angle.
Like, and that was like a haha, you know. It wasn't it wasn't Titus funny where he fucking fell forward
slides
all 6'7" of himself under the fucking ring.
Right. No, she slipped a little bit on some water.
Yeah, you watch it and you're like, ah, ha, ha, that's hilarious. But no.
It'd be one thing if she was like carrying a cake and the cake flew up and then landed on her.
Yeah, or like a fucking mascot.
Or like a plate of lasagna or something.
Right.
But no, it was just a small fucking misstep.
Yeah. And now it's this whole storyline. So
right.
Nia slips twice. Mandy and Dana laugh at her. So Nia slides into the ring. And Mandy and Dana leave in fear and lose by countout.
Dana is telling Mandy it's not worth it.
Yeah.
It's not worth it. What's not worth it? Your job?
Right. And Byron Saxton was like calling them smart for leaving the leaving.
Yeah.
So the baby faces.
Uh-huh. Pussy out.
Pussied out.
Like a boss.
Yeah.
What? So fucking stupid.
You lost at WrestleMania to become the number one contenders.
Yeah.
Then you lucked into getting a match with them.
Right.
And if you beat them because of the stupid rules, then you could maybe get a title shot.
Maybe.
But then you're like, nah, we're just hot chicks.
Yeah, we're just going to leave.
We don't need this.
Right.
The baby faces are pussies.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, Vince McMahon has fundamentally changed, like, just, like, Wrestling 101.
Right.
The bad guys,
the whole
the
dynamic of how it's supposed to be.
Yeah, now the baby faces are pussies.
Yeah.
That's just how it works now.
Hmm.
What the fuck?
Because everyone loves a good pussy.
Yeah. Wow. Oh. It depends on the pussy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just, none of this makes sense. Maybe Raw, you know what? I said Raw wasn't good or bad. No, it was fucking bad.
It was bad. It was bad.
Next up, we have an MVP in-ring promo. He recaps Lashley beating McIntyre at WrestleMania and says, if Drew McIntyre can't handle the Hurt Lock, then no one can, which is a fair point. So McIntyre comes out and says, I'm going to get my rematch. And when I finally hit that Claymore, Lashley's going to look up at the new WWE champion. And MVP says, nothing around here is given. Everything must be earned. And then Braun Strowman comes out and demands a title match. And then Randy Orton comes out and demands a title match. And then Adam Pearce comes out and demands... Oh, I'm sorry. No, Adam Pearce comes out and says there will be a triple threat match tonight to decide who will face Lashley for the WWE Championship at WrestleMania! Backlash.
Yeah. He's like, correction, Lashley.
Yeah.
Things are given, not earned in WWE.
Right. It's true. Remember when Roman Reigns was losing to Lesnar every couple pay-per-views? And he was just getting rematch after rematch without having to
win anything? Yeah.
It was just like, what?
Yeah.
You want us to cheer for this guy that keeps losing and you're just giving him rematches without him earning them?
Right, yeah.
Doesn't make sense.
What the fuck?
So at least McIntyre has to win a fucking match. But.
Yeah.
Next up, we have Elias and Jackson Ryker in the ring. Every time Elias strums his guitar, we hear a trombone.
That was funny.
So the New Day come out, and Kofi calls Elias and Ryker an embarrassing tag team because they got whooped at WrestleMania by Braun Strowman. And immediately I was like, well, didn't you guys get whooped at WrestleMania?
Right.
And then Elias...
They didn't have a match.
No. So then Elias reminds them they also got whooped at WrestleMania
by
Omos.
And Kofi and tried to be like, no, that's different. It's like, no, it's not.
No.
You both got whooped.
Yeah.
Like, what's the difference?
Yeah, you lost the title.
Yeah.
They lost 10 minutes of their time.
And why are you coming out so happy? You just lost the tag titles.
Right. Shouldn't you be mad?
Yeah. And no one even, like, it's like AJ Styles and Omos don't exist on
right.
Raw this week.
Like, I wonder if, like, Kofi has, like, something wrong where he doesn't, like, retain information from,
yeah.
like, the next day.
Right.
Or something.
Yeah.
Because when he lost the WWE title, the next time he was on TV, he was happy as a fucking clam.
Right.
He couldn't be happier.
Oh, my God.
He was
awful.
So ecstatic.
It's the John Cena method.
Right.
Well, I lost.
Whoa, crazy.
Oh, well. I'm just so happy to be here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not
at least I have a job.
Like, did AJ Styles' son have a baseball game on Monday or something that he had to go to?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So, we have Elias and Jackson Ryker versus the New Day. Not really much to talk about here. New Day wins with their finisher on Elias.
Mm.
And that's it.
Yawn.
Yeah.
Yep. Nothing special.
We'll see Styles and Omos versus the New Day at WrestleMania Backlash.
At WrestleMania Backlash.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess they're just calling it WrestleMania Backlash because we all know it's going to be rematches from WrestleMania.
Right, rematch.
And as a cheap way to try to fool people into getting Peacock because they think this is WrestleMania or something.
Right, WrestleMania.
Like, wait, I didn't miss WrestleMania? I didn't miss it? Oh, it's next month? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, wow, it's all the same matches, too.
Did it not happen?
WrestleMania wait, did it, rematch.
Did
the
WrestleMania,
pay-per-view.
It didn't happen yet? Oh, I didn't miss WrestleMania.
That's cool. Crazy.
I don't know. Strange. What a strange show we watch.
I know.
Next up, we have the Firefly Funhouse. This is the first one of 2021, I believe.
Yeah, I think so.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
Ramblin' Rabbit announces the return of Bray Wyatt. Bray says, it's nice to be back with my true friends. And Abby the Witch says, I say good riddance. I couldn't stand that little beep.
Yeah, that was
and
funny.
Bray tells her, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say it at all. But Abby says, beep that. And then Ramblin' Rabbit says, it's going to be so lonely in here without her, dude. And Bray grabs him by the throat, but then he gives him a kiss and says, I bet you didn't see that coming. But then he tosses him away.
Yeah, probably not.
And Bray then starts acting like a like preacher that heals people.
Like an evangelist.
Evangelist.
Yeah.
And he's like, I feel reborn, and don't worry because he will return. Well, that's what we're worried about.
It is.
Like at this point.
That is the main thing we're worried about.
At this point, I would rather just see Mr. Rogers Bray Wyatt from now on.
Absolutely.
Like, I don't even care to see The Fiend again.
Nope.
Because if he could take 11 curb stomps and pop right back up,
mm-hmm.
but then one tackle from a 50-year-old man.
Or one RKO from a 40-year-old man.
Yeah. I don't want to see it anymore.
Yeah.
I'll be fine with Mr. Rogers Bray. At least Firefly Funhouse is, you know,
right.
fun
well,
to watch.
I mean, the way he was talking, it seems like he's going to change his fucking gimmick again.
Maybe.
He's like, it's a new year. It could
said,
be a new me, new friends.
But he still said he will return.
Right.
So I don't know. And who's he going to fight?
Right.
Alexa?
Yes.
God.
Jesus.
All right. Next up, we have the main event, Drew McIntyre versus Braun Strowman versus Randy Orton. Orton hits Braun with an RKO and goes for the pin. But McIntyre breaks up the pin by giving Orton a claymore. So that was cool.
Yeah.
That was a cool little, you know. Way to break up the pin. So Drew gets the win, so he'll be facing Lashley at WrestleMania Backlash.
Okay.
Guess who fought at Backlash last year?
Oh, whoa, who's that?
Drew and Lashley for the title.
Okay.
Wow.
He lost.
Yeah.
He lost at WrestleMania.
Uh-huh.
It's over.
Yes. The dream is over.
I feel like they're just doing the Roman Reigns thing again. He's going to lose, and then win at SummerSlam.
Right. Oh, God, they're going to keep that going until SummerSlam?
Why?
No, Samoa Joe might come back and lose a couple months. You know.
Maybe. So after the match, MVP comes out to the stage.
Right.
But then Mace and T-Bar show up in the ring and give McIntyre the double choke slam. McIntyre eventually gets up, and MVP smiles at him to end the show.
Yeah.
So
first of all, why Retribution is dead, question mark?
Yes?
So if they left Retribution, why are they still in masks?
Right.
Why not take the stupid masks off?
And, yeah.
Put them in suits.
And
like the rest of your group.
Yeah. And per canon,
yeah,
Mustafa Ali gave them their stupid names.
Yes.
And they hate Mustafa Ali now, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So why would they still want those stupid
Change
ass
your
names?
Stupid names.
T-Bar and Mace.
The fucking masks.
I would love to see Dijakovic in a suit.
Sure.
Probably an ugly suit, but at least a suit.
Yeah.
You know, put the tag titles on them.
Whatever. Something.
Yeah. I don't know. Also, no R-Truth again, so.
It's over, man. The 24/7 title is dead.
It has to be.
R.I.P. You know what? No, not even R.I.P. because that's rest in peace. Like, yeah. I don't know. Eat shit and die?
Like, ESD.
Like, I don't know. Unless there's something about something happened with R-Truth that we don't know about. But yeah. No one's reporting anything about R-Truth. So we don't know what's going on.
For the first time ever, creative has nothing for the 24/7 title.
Right. Nothing at WrestleMania. So
yeah.
I don't know. But that is the Raw after Mania. So let's give some awards.
Yeah.
Who, Jeff, are worst dressed?
Miz in his underwear.
No pants, Miz.
Nice.
That is correct. Best dressed?
Maurice.
That is correct.
She looked great in this while.
Her boobs. I feel like they're bigger every time we see them.
I know. What is happening?
She's still milking them kids.
Yeah.
Huh? Worst acting?
I had Alexa Bliss. Yeah. I was not feeling the fucking
Fair enough.
Doll and all that.
It's pretty fucking stupid. I had Riddle. You know, he's always a favorite.
Right.
Best acting?
MVP?
Yeah, I put MVP as well.
Yeah. I mean,
like, who else would you pick? McIntyre? Like, who's
Nia?
Just talking about how he's going to win the championship?
Right, yeah.
When he lost?
No.
Oh, certainly not Nia.
Randy didn't do enough to, you know.
I beat the Fiend. I ended him, Edge. Now I'm going to...
Yeah, yeah.
Probably going to fight the Fiend again.
Probably.
So, worst comment?
Everything that came out of the stupid new announcer's mouth.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I had Riddle saying his braces received radio transmissions.
Also acceptable.
Ugh. Best comment?
I didn't have one.
No?
No one cut a really good promo.
Yeah.
You know, the ones you would expect to have something cool in it, Bray or Alexa, neither one did. Lashley didn't say anything worthwhile in his address, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, MVP was good, but... He didn't really say anything
like a memorable,
monumental.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, all right. Sweep it. Nothing.
All right.
Worst match?
Mandy and Dana versus Nia and Shayna.
That is correct. I need like a ding, ding, ding. Like,
ooh, that'd be good.
Ding, ding, ding. Super slow-mo?
Asuka and Ripley.
Okay, I went Lashley Riddle.
Yeah.
And then best match?
I guess the triple threat.
I guess.
Yeah.
I guess if you want to pick one, sure.
Right.
I'll go with that, but I didn't really have anything. Worst move?
Nia slipping and sliding.
Which one? The first one or the second one?
The second one.
The second one.
Yeah. Which one do you have?
Yeah, the second one.
Okay.
Because, like, you do it once, okay.
Right.
Then you do it twice, and you're like, okay.
Oh, boy.
Enough. Best move?
I had the Claymore that he gave Orton.
That one of the match.
While he was pinning Strowman. Yeah, I thought that was cool.
Yeah, it was to Orton.
Yeah, he did to Orton while Orton was pinning Strowman.
Right, yeah, that was good. Worst moment or segment?
No Raw after Mania surprise.
Not really.
Yeah.
I had the reveal of Lily.
Yeah. You know,
Alexa's new
puppet
friend.
That's fine.
Now she has her own puppets.
Yeah.
But this one is real.
Question mark?
Like, it's, you know, you watch the Firefly Funhouse, and it's like, we know it's Bray doing all the voices, and, like, I even think, like, per the show, they're supposed to be fake puppets.
Yeah.
But with Alexa, Lily is real and chomps at the screen.
Yes.
So, yeah, Lily. And then best moment or segment on Ron Burgundy?
I had Lashley slamming... Riddle's face into a scooter.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah,
I had nothing.
Okay,
when the show ended, if you want to pick, you know. But
yeah,
I had, for the record books, I had nothing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, that's all for awards. Now it's time for breaking news. So, We were wondering, you know, what's up with Jeff Hardy, because he was advertised for the Andre the Giant Battle Royal, but he wasn't there because him and Matt's father passed away that weekend. So, yeah, our condolences to them.
The weekend before?
No, it was like that weekend, of like WrestleMania weekend. Like, I think he was in bad health, so Jeff... Oh. They said, like, Jeff was with him for his last moments.
Okay.
I'm not sure about Matt, but, like, yeah. It was, like, you know, that weekend, I think.
Yeah.
That's why he wasn't there. And then WWE President Nick Khan was on Colin Cowherd's podcast last week, where he confirmed that Ronda Rousey will be returning to WWE. It's only a matter of when. He also said that Becky Lynch will be coming back in the not-too-distant future.
Right, I can't wait to see 100 promos for those instead of actually surprising us with it.
Right. Yeah. Maybe they both want to wait till there's fans and
right.
a Thunderdome return.
Yeah.
You know?
That's, yeah.
That's not good. And then another one bites the dust. Kelly got married this past weekend, which I thought was strange because it was like, you got married. How'd you watch WrestleMania?
Yeah.
You know?
So weird.
It's strange. They must have had WrestleMania on, like, during the wedding.
Yeah.
Must have been awkward.
Right? She's like, speed it up. Speed it up. Let's go.
Wait, she's not a real wrestling fan? Is that what you're telling me?
What?
Yeah. What do you got?
I got a couple of small things. So, if you don't follow the Iron Sheik on Twitter, he's fucking gold.
You fucking should.
You fucking should. So, he posted a picture of Hogan dressed as a pirate. And he always writes in all caps.
He hates Hogan.
He hates Hogan. And he said, fuck the Hulk Hogan. He looked like a dumb pirate son of a bitch. Hashtag WrestleMania.
Yeah.
So I thought that was hilarious.
Do you know why he hates Hogan so much?
Why?
Because Hogan beat him for the title.
Really?
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah.
Because it was scripted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said this in like a lot, like those shoot interviews where he's like, I dropped the title to Hogan, and then Hogan came in the locker room and said, Shiggy baby, I love you. I love you, Shiggy baby. I owe you one on. And never did anything for me. He's like, okay.
Wow.
Like, yeah. It's still real to Sheik, damn it.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. A lot of people hate Hulk Hogan. Like, but
right.
It's just funny. Doesn't? Like, that's why he hates him.
Yeah.
What else?
So, I saw this other thing. So, Lacey Von Erich.
Okay.
Carrie Von Erich's daughter.
Yeah.
She's also a wrestler.
Okay.
So she was at WrestleCon and just being like obnoxious as fuck. Uh-huh. Like she was bitching about like, this should have been in Texas because they don't give a fuck about mass, unlike here.
Uh-huh.
And then like there apparently
but
there was,
it was in Florida, right?
It was.
Yeah. So it just depends on the venue at that point.
Yeah. Well, apparently she was mad because they were putting like social distancing and uh-huh. all that shit in place.
Right.
But there was a very, very low attendance at WrestleCon. Mm. But what was funny?
Even so, who? What? Lacey Von Erich?
Who are you?
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Were you expecting a long line for yourself?
There was. You know, there's also bigger talent that goes.
Of course, I'm just saying. Like,
right. So
what was she expecting?
So she goes up to Kevin Nash, who's there.
Yeah,
and he's wearing a NWO Wolfpack shirt. And she's, you know, doing, like, cell phone interview or something.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, NWO, do you wrestle for them?
That's the video of that? There's a video of that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I have to see that.
That's... And basically she's like, oh, you know, like, oh, I think my cousins wrestle for that. She got NWO confused with MLW, Major League Wrestling.
Wow.
Like, Jesus.
She's pretty damn hot. She kind of looks like Kelly Kelly.
Kind of, yeah.
Especially right there.
Yeah.
She's pretty hot. She's 34, though. Like, it's not happening for you, honey. Like, your wrestling career.
Right, yeah, sorry.
She's my age.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to happen.
Right. So you can probably find it on Twitter. She posted a bunch of obnoxious shit. But yeah. I just thought that was so funny. Like, fucking Kevin Nash. Like, you don't know who Kevin Nash is.
Right.
You don't know NWO.
Yeah.
Like... Who are you?
That's crazy. She was six when her dad died.
Yeah.
Jesus. But yeah, like, what the hell? What are you in the wrestling business for?
I told you I watched all the Dark Side of the Rings again, right? Because they're on Hulu now. And it's just that Von Erich episode is so fucking sad.
It is.
He's like, I used to have four brothers, and now I have none.
Yeah. They're the Kennedys of pro wrestling.
For real, yeah. But apparently, the one that's, you know, still living, he's part of Major League Wrestling, and his two sons are in the promotion as well. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, all right. Yeah. On to rumors.
Rumors!
Kevin Owens wins back the Universal title?
Maybe!
Balor Club to finally get a second member?
Too sweet!
Brock Lesnar willingly works a full schedule?
No chance!
Next year's WrestleMania will be in Saudi Arabia?
Confirmed!
So Fightful reported that there was a crash pad spotted behind the giant pirate ship at WrestleMania. And apparently it was, like, there for a big spot, but it didn't happen because of bad weather.
Wow.
So I don't know what that would have been, though. Or maybe it was just someone just saw a crash pad there, like an extra crash pad for something.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it wasn't there for anything.
Right, right, right.
But see, like, I remember when we were at WrestleMania in New York in 2019. Me and Joe were sitting, our seats were, like, near... And it was a crash pad. But at the time, I was like, what is that big area? Like, it must be for... Like, there's nothing on it. You know, like, it's got to... Something's got to go down there later. And that's where Miz and Shane fell. After Miz gave Shane the suplex.
Okay.
But yeah, it was that... But in this case, apparently, it was behind the giant pirate ship. So
yeah.
Was Braun going to push Shane off that, too, or something?
Right.
Like, Shane's going to run away from Braun and then stupidly climb up the pirate ship.
Right, because...
They'll never get me here.
No one's match got that out of control.
No.
The only ones I could see that maybe would have done it, Owens and Sammy.
Yeah.
But they would have had them to make their match like a no DQ, no countout thing, so...
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
And then Dave Meltzer reports that the reason Riddle lost to Sheamus at WrestleMania was because Riddle was never supposed to win the United States Championship in the first place. It was supposed to be Keith Lee at Elimination Chamber, but they switched it to Riddle after Lee was pulled because he's been having post-COVID symptoms.
Yeah. Wow. So. That's, man, it's been since that long since we've seen him.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yep. So, any other rumors?
No, I didn't have any.
All right, you know, Joe usually does trivia. This is probably really too easy, but I'll just mention it. I thought it was just an interesting factoid, really. But who is the only wrestler to be a Grand Slam champion in WWE and TNA?
Is it Lashley?
No.
No. Grand Slam. Maybe AJ Styles?
Yeah. After winning the tag titles at Mania.
Right, because he became a Grand Slam champion
He's a Grand Slam champion in WWE and TNA.
Crazy.
So, yeah.
Does it all everywhere.
He does it all, that guy, and then he doesn't show up to Raw after Mania.
Right. The fuck.
All right, fan questions. Wes Albright pushed Fire Barry AEW stars if they were on Raw. Darby Allin, Sammy Guevara, and Brian Cage.
Push Sammy... Barry, Brian, and fire Darby.
That's fair.
Yeah.
But if this was Vince McMahon...
Push.
Push Brian Cage.
Yeah.
And then fire Sammy and Darby.
Right.
Yeah. Or just bury both of them.
Right.
Bury them both. Put them in a tag team. What? Harpoon finger fuck.
Huh. Okay.
Fuck, Mary, kill current women's champions. Rhea Ripley, Bianca Belair, and Gonzalez. Raquel Gonzalez.
Oof.
I would
marry Bianca.
Yes, same here.
I would fuck Raquel, and I would kill Ripley.
You would kill the woman that winked at you?
Well, I thought she winked at you.
Well, I was trying to give you one.
Finally.
So yeah, I would marry Belair like you would,
yeah.
And then I would fuck Ripley and kill Gonzalez.
I feel like Ripley would like...
Rip you apart.
Break your dick off.
Maybe.
But it'd be worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they're both buff, so...
Yeah.
I think Rhea's prettier. I don't know.
Yeah.
Jay, I was at WrestleMania Live, and something you guys missed in your recap is that the crowd was exclusively booing Hulk Hogan. I don't... Maybe we didn't say it right, but that's what we meant when we were like, the crowd hated it and booed it. Like, yeah, we knew they were booing Hogan.
Yeah, like, Titus would talk and they'd cheer, Hogan would talk and they'd boo.
Yeah,
I thought exactly. It was hilarious.
Yeah, and then he says, can WWE take this as a sign to finally stop paying Hulk Hogan for these appearances?
No, never.
No, of course not. Why would they do that?
Yeah.
Chris, I think at this point Vince is just like laughing because he gets to embarrass Hogan every time. He's like, I put on this pirate outfit.
Right, yeah.
This is Hulkamania.
He's probably pissed he didn't flub any lines.
Yeah. Chris Durbin, I saw Sheamus at Dick's on Sunday before his match and said good luck tonight as he walked past. He said, thanks, man. Have any of you contributed to a wrestler's huge championship win like I have?
It's funny because we talked about this not too long ago.
Yeah.
And clearly I have.
Yeah.
I've set so many superstars on a great path.
That's right.
Yeah.
You did.
Randy Orton, Rhea Ripley,
yep.
Raquel Gonzalez.
I mean, we were there when Kevin Owens won the Universal Championship, and Eric was in the front row, so, like, you can't tell us that he didn't send Triple H out there.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
You can't tell us that didn't happen.
Like, he was like, I'm going to get that son of a bitch Owens. I'm like, what if you got that son of a bitch Rollins? He's yeah. like, I'll do it now.
Yeah. Alan Kimmett, no more feet doves for Riddle. Jobber status confirmed. Well, so he didn't get to do it because Lashley clotheslined him.
Yeah.
I'm sure the doves will be back.
Yeah. Oh, foot doves.
I think he'll still remain a jobber.
Probably. I don't see why not.
Yeah. Bake the cake, or maybe he wins it back from Shane. I don't know. I really don't care.
Who cares?
Bake the cake, Roberts. Can we just have Swamp Preacher Bray back now, please? It's obvious creative has less than no clue what to do with him. Well, that's true.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah.
Does it even matter anymore? Joey Montez, damn, my boy Eric was feuding with Josh, beat him, then took on Joe and Andrew and pinned y'all the same way Roman did at WrestleMania and is now champ. He's on top right now.
That's right.
And then he put an emoji of a steak.
Steaks.
Yes.
It's what's for dinner.
It was.
You know, I really put the beefy in Beefy Joe.
It's true. I couldn't even be mad at you when you won because I was like, you know what? You fed me.
I fed me steaks.
Well. I don't even like steak and I love that steak.
I hate fucking steak. But he was amazing.
Zaheen Rahman, what are your thoughts on the new commentator? And how many different moves is he going to call the slam?
Right.
I think you know.
Probably all of them.
By now.
Well, the big boot was the kick.
Yes.
Yeah.
Admilcy, fantasy booking. What's next year's WrestleMania event and how do we get there? So this is fantasy booking, not what will happen.
Oh.
Because the main event, you know it'll be Roman Reigns and someone else.
Right, 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 right.
I had to guess what it would be, I would say Reigns and Rollins.
Yeah.
That's what you know, like if I had to just guess offhand.
That's a good guess. Fantasy booking, face Edge versus heel Owens.
Sure. That'll do it.
Yeah.
That'll work.
Either one could be champion. Doesn't matter.
Right.
It would be amazing.
Kyle Fox and Sasha Banks is now 0-6 at WrestleMania. How long into the streak before it becomes acknowledged? I think Undertaker's was like 10 when they started like really mentioning the streak.
Right.
Because like that, he beat Flair and then he goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Like then it was like, oh, okay, this is a thing.
Yeah.
So 10. Four more losses at WrestleMania for Sasha.
Uh-huh. And then she can have a streak going.
Yeah.
Right. But you'll know she's winning when someone says, you've never won at WrestleMania.
Right.
Oh, you're winning that year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was same thing. It was like, you've never successfully defended your title.
Right, yeah.
Which, again, her title reign, this last title reign, was she defended it against Bayley and then defended it against Carmella.
Uh-huh.
And that was it.
The end.
The end. Like, it was still another shit title reign.
Yeah.
For Sasha Banks.
It wasn't good.
And I guess she's got to go film The Mandalorian, but I wouldn't mind her returning and getting it back from Bianca at SummerSlam or something.
Right, sure, maybe.
We'll see. You know, I don't know about that's the thing nowadays is like these women wrestlers are hanging around longer than they used to because
yeah.
like all the other ones would leave to go have kids.
Mm-hmm.
And like these, a lot of them aren't.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
So we'll see who, you know what I mean? Like we'll see how long Sasha lasts. I mean, obviously Becky did, but it seems like she's coming back anyway.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Yeah. Be interesting. Hans the Mole Man Hart, big thanks to you guys. I was in the hospital over the weekend for back surgery and missed all the pay-per-views. That sucks. Listening to your podcast made me realize that you may have been enduring worse by having to watch the shows. You guys rock.
Wow. Thank you. And speedy recovery.
Thank you, Hans Mole Man.
Yeah. He's only like 31.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like kissing a peanut.
Lord Chul Hu, Since there's no more WWE Network and Peacock Premium costs $5, the extra $5 a month is yours. See? Just do what Lord Chulhu did.
Yes.
Can I get a birthday shout-out from Roman Reigns as Heath Ledger's Joker? Roman Reigns.
As
so is it Roman, like, doing Joker lines? Or is it Joker
Joker
voice?
Doing Roman lines, like, acknowledge me, I'm headed.
It says Roman Reigns as Heath Ledger's Joker. Oh. So, like, no, that wouldn't make sense. So it would be the Joker doing, so, like, acknowledge me. I don't know. Like, what else does Roman say? I'm the head of the table. Acknowledge me.
You know the thing about being the head of the table?
Yeah. Like, I don't know, though. Lord Chulhu, but happy birthday. I don't know. I don't know what to do as Roman Reigns. He doesn't really say much.
Hopefully that wasn't disappointing.
I'm the head of the table. I don't know.
I like it.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
You know, for your birthday, you're always at the head of the table. And then everyone loses their minds when the cake comes. I don't know.
I do.
The cake, you know, it's like, you know, one guy doesn't receive a piece and he loses his mind. I don't know. Moving on.
Yeah.
Stoney Atlas, would you consider T-Bar and Mace to be an upgrade to the Hurt Business or a downgrade? Masks off, of course.
I mean, we talked about it. Upgrade them. Take the mask off, put them in a suit, make them part of the Hurt Business.
Right.
Like, have actual enforcers, not a guy who's, like, 5'3", 85 pounds, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I guess if the Nation of Domination can let in a white guy, then so can the Hurt Business.
Yeah, right. They let in Owen Hart, so.
Yeah, I mean, it could be good, but you got to get those fucking masks off, and they need to get their names back.
Right, for sure. Well, I mean, what was Mace's?
Dio Madden.
Dio Madden. Maybe you could change that.
Yeah, you could change that. Joe Martin, how long before we have an Orton versus The Fiend in a box-like structure match?
Ooh.
Probably Backlash.
Yeah. Probably.
Brandon McDaniel, would merging the tag team titles and letting the champs go on both shows, like the women's title, fix this god-awful tag team division?
No, it wouldn't. Because you would still have someone win it who's just like a random pairing, not an actual tag team.
And they don't take the tag team.
And then
team.
You would just have tag team title or tag team matches for nothing.
Yeah, they don't take the tag team division seriously anyway. So
no, they don't.
It wouldn't fix it.
No.
Pop Culture Junkie has a Push Fire Barry for us, even though he was calling for people to stop doing Push Fire Berries.
Crazy.
Push Fire Barry, Anonymous Raw GM. Anonymous Raw GM, Celebrity Guest General Managers, or Thunderdome Era.
Fire Thunderdome Era, Push Celebrity Guest General Managers, Barry Anonymous GM.
Whatever, I hate that.
Yeah.
I hated all of that.
All of it. All of it sucks, so.
Jason Dearham, now that Cedric and Shelton are out of the Hurt Business, should they keep wearing their suits to look badass? But now, because they ain't getting that Hurt Business money, they walk around in cheap suits looking like Saul Goodman.
I would like that.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Go for it.
Better call Saul.
Better call Saul. So yeah, that is all for fan questions. So make sure you subscribe to our podcast. Give us a 5-star review. Check out our website, whatswrongwithwrestling.com. Like the show on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Wrong Wrestling. Get a t-shirt at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. And join our Patreon, patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. Go check out the WrestleMania recap. All the brackets. We got NXT, the AEW recaps, all that good stuff, man.
The war is over, but there'll still be a Wednesday night.
Yes.
Tuesday night war show.
Exactly. Yes.
Still comes out on Thursday, so.
There you go. And then last but not least, we have to do one more thing before we go. Eric, I believe you have something to say. So there you go.
I'm sorry, what?
Come on. We talked about this, so just can you just get it over with so we can get going? Thank you. Just read what it says.
Dear What's Wrong with Wrestling listeners, I, Eric Slamilton Hamilton, wanted to take this time to acknowledge my very bad behavior on the NXT Stand and Deliver recap show. Yeah.
You know what? Before you keep going, let's watch. Because, you know, not everyone's a patron. This is what happened at the NXT Stand and Deliver recap. This is only on Patreon, but we're going to show you guys just so you understand exactly what Eric did, okay? Here we go.
Oh, I'm not done.
Okay.
I'm not done.
About what?
About Mr. Reese here.
Go ahead.
I listen to this show. I look at our Facebook group. I hear you. And I see you constantly talking trash.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And I know for a fact you cannot back it up.
Guys, we're done.
You don't think so?
No, we're not. I don't think you can back it up.
You don't think so?
Hey, hey, what are you doing? Stop! Enough! Stop!
No!
Stop, Eric! Jesus Christ! You fucking hit him!
Hey!
Jesus!
All right!
Back off!
All right, I'm cool.
He's fucking back bleeding!
Back off!
Fucking idiot! What the fuck?
Move! You're done.
Go!
No.
You're done. Go!
No! You're done.
Go!
You're done.
No!
You stay right there.
No, I respect toys too much.
You do respect toys. I'm surprised you don't respect Josh.
Just get out of here!
Yeah, so as you can see, look, I know Josh threw the first punch. He did, but you did instigate it. Like, you basically told Josh, take a swing. So that's why we're here right now. So please continue.
My actions are not befitting of a podcast host or a member of society. I should not be incorporating violence in my... You know what? This is fucking stupid.
What are you doing?
This is stupid. Why do I have to apologize for this shit?
Read the damn
thing, dude. Just read it.
No! This is horse shit. He threw the first fucking punch. And now I have to apologize?
You instigated it. Come on. Come on.
I am taking this time to reflect on my actions and realize that my actions do have consequences.
Yes.
The violence that I inflicted on Josh Reese is real. We have always had a playful banter, but I took it to a level where... I'm not reading this shit. This is stupid. Whatever.
Where are you going?
No, I'm not reading this bullshit.
Come back.
No, I'm done.
Eric.
Bye.
He's just a troll.
What's wrong?